My high school diploma. I couldn't wait for the mailman to come, so I just took it out of his truck. I am a high school graduate. Read it to me, Mom. What does it say?
Oh, Al, isn't this exciting?
No, leave me alone.
There. I am
different colors made of tears. Kiss the boot of shiny, shiny leather. In the dark, tongue the thongs, the belt that does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Dreams that would awake me. Different colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
Now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
When you go for a job interview, I think a good thing to ask is if they ever press charges.
Hulk Hogan arrived. Hulk, the third man
look
in
at this
picture.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Probably the lowest shot ever given to professional wrestling. That man did right there, Hulk Hogan.
Let's get everybody out of the dressing room right now and kick his rear end.
Unbelievable, brother.
You just sold your soul to the devil. These years? How? What have I been saying all these years?
Oh my God.
A career of a lifetime. Right down the drain, kid. I hope you love it.
Can you see
just
those
sold your soul to the devil.
See those little Hulksters with the tears rolling down their face right now?
We are not going to even acknowledge that three count.
Now what happens to us? What happens now to WCW?
There was no three count. I never thought I would say that he's yellow, but he may be wearing red, but he's wearing red and yellow.
What do we do now?
I'll tell you what. This is a unbelievable situation right here at Bash at the Beach. Hulkamania, the third guy with the Outsiders, betrayed WCW.
Can't talk.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
I have been with you for so many years. For you to join up with the likes of these two men absolutely makes me sick to my stomach. And I think that these people here and a lot of other people around the world have had just about enough of this man, and you want to put yourself in this group? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, the first thing you got to realize, brother, is this right here is the future of wrestling. You can call this the New World Order of Wrestling, brother. These two men right here came from a great big organization up north, and everybody was wondering who the third man was. Well, who knows more about that organization than me, brother?
I've been there, I've done that. You have made the wrong decision, in my opinion.
Well, let me tell you something. I made that organization a monster. I made people rich up there. I made the people that ran that organization rich up there, brother. And when it all came to pass, the name Hulk Hogan, the man Hulk Hogan, got bigger than the whole organization, brother. And then billionaire Ted, amigo, he wanted to talk turkey with Hulk Hogan. Well, billionaire Ted promised me movies, brother. Billionaire Ted promised me millions of dollars. And billionaire Ted promised me world caliber matches. And as far as billionaire Ted goes, Eric Bischoff, and the whole WCW goes, I'm bored, brother. That's why these two guys here, the so-called outsiders, these are the men I want as my friends. They're the new blood of professional wrestling, brother. And not only are we gonna take over the whole wrestling business with Hulk Hogan and the new blood, the monsters with me, we will destroy everything in our path, Mean Gene.
Look at all of this crap in this ring. This is what's in the future for you if you want to hang around the likes of this man Hall and this man Nash.
As far as I'm concerned, all of this crap in the ring represents these fans out here. For 2 years, brother, for 2 years, I held my head high. I did everything for the charities. I did everything for the kids. And the reception I got when I came out here, you fans can stick it, brother. Because if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, you people wouldn't be here. if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff would be still selling meat from a truck in Minneapolis. And if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, all these Johnny-come-latelys that you see out here, wrestling wouldn't be here. I was selling out the world, brother, while they were bumming gas to put in their car to get to high school. So the way it is now, brother, with Hulk Hogan and the New World Organization of Wrestling, brother, me and the new blood by my side, what you gonna do when the New World Organization runs wild on you? What you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Don't touch me, I'm gonna flee the lawyers.
And now Mongo, the man doing the stalking here. in this United States title bout. What a night this has been. This is going to go down as one of the most unforgettable nitros in the history of this television program. Sting at the beginning, the retirement of Arn Anderson, the newest horseman name, and then a
pile driver.
One, two, see ya!
Good night, Mr. Guerrero. It's Betty by time.
It was the wrong man on the wrong day to pick on a horseman.
Listen up, all you wrestlers! Our horsemen are back!
And it ain't gonna be easy no more!
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! One, two, three, four!
Yeah! There's one.
Look what you did! Look what you did! Oh, no. God damn you, we would stay in this house now! If you are big!
Magic moments when two hearts are kin.
She's biting my leg off! You degenerate pig! Please!
Can't be helped.
Fucking leg!
Like Lucy in the sky, the diamonds. Lucy, be cool, goddammit. Remember what happened at the airport, okay? Come on.
Didn't form it.
No more of that, okay? That's my client, Lucy. That's Mr. Duke, famous journalist. He's paying for the suite, Lucy. He's on our side. He loves artists. Lucy paints portraits of Barbara Streisand. Right?
I do these from TV.
Really? She came all the way down. What's the name of that town?
Montana.
Just to give these portraits to Barbara. We're going over to the Americana tonight to meet her backstage.
I desperately needed peace, right? Rest, sanctuary. I hadn't counted on this. Finding my attorney on acid and locked into some kind of preternatural courtship.
Well, they must have brought the car around by now, so... Why don't, Uye and Aye Oge and Etge the offstay out of the unk tray?
Absolutely. Now, let's get the stuff. We'll be right back, Lucy. Give me a kiss. One kiss.
No.
One kiss.
No.
Why not?
No.
Okay. Someone answer the phone.
God bless.
Well, what are your plans?
Plan?
The child in the bedroom.
Oh, Lucy. I met her on the plane. Yeah. She's a religious freak. I give her a cab before I realize, Jesus, she's never even had a drink.
Well, it'll probably work out. We can keep her loaded and then peddle her ass at the drug convention. Yeah. She's perfect for this gig. These cops will go $50 ahead to beat her into submission and then gang fuck her. We can set her up in one of these backstreet motels, hang pictures of Jesus all over the room, and then turn these fucking pigs loose on her. Well, she's strong, man. She'll hold her own.
Jesus Christ, I knew you were sick, but I never expected to hear you actually say that kind of stuff, you filthy bastard.
Straight economics, man. This girl's a godsend.
Shit, she can make us a grand a day.
That's ugly, man. Stop talking like that.
I figure she can do about four at a time. What are you talking? If you keep her full of acid, it's more like $2,000 a day. Maybe three.
Come on, man. What if I just jump on you and beat the dumb shit out of you? That make you feel any better, you filthy bastard?
All right, listen to me. In a few hours, she'll probably be sane enough to work herself into some sort of towering Jesus-based rage at the hazy recollection of being seduced by some kind of cruel Samoan who fed her liquor and LSD, dragged her to a Vegas hotel room, and then savagely penetrated every orifice in her little body with his throbbing, uncircumcised member.
That's so ugly, man.
Truth hurts.
That's ah!
Yeah?
Ah! That's ah!
Hmm?
Ah! Ah! That's ah!
Ah!
I wanted to help her, man.
Well,
You'll go straight to the gas chamber for this one. And even if you manage to beat that, they'll still send you back to Nevada for rape and consensual sodomy. Oh, she's gotta go, man.
Shit. It doesn't pay to try to help somebody these days, huh?
Yeah, Americana Hotel? I need a reservation for my niece. Look, I want her treated very gently. She's an artist. And, she might seem a trifle high-strung. She's doing her master's thesis on, Barbara Streisand. Last name? I'd rather not say. My brother's in politics. Yeah, you understand. I felt like a Nazi, but it had to be done. Yeah, righto. Okay, yeah, bye. Yeah.
Yummy, yummy.
You're starting to lose it, aren't you?
Your move, king to rook one. My move, rook to knight six. Checkmate. Checkmate.
Cheating bitch. Everybody in this arena! He attacked Flair! He attacked the referee!
can let can thank Ric Flair and the use of that sledgehammer for retaining the World's Heavyweight Championship. Kane was not going to be denied tonight. On more than one occasion, he had Triple H beat. There's no doubt about it.
God damn it! right?
Hello, buddy boy. Dick Jones here. I guess you're on your knees about now, begging for your life. Pathetic. You don't feel so cocky now, do you, Bob?
Whatever he's paying you, I'll double it right now.
You know what the tragedy is here, Bob? We could have been friends. But you wouldn't go through proper channels. You went over my head. That hurt. But life goes on. It's an old story. The fight for love and glory, huh, Bob? It helps if you think of it as a game, Bob. Every game has a winner and a loser. I'm cashing you out, Bob.
Cosmic wrath.